kcballers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, Dan Helody. As always, bringing you all the action live here from Kannapolis. Robert Moore will lead things off as the switch hitting shortstop in the order for the Carolina Mudcats against the big, tall, riding Jonathan Cannon, 6'6", 210 pounds. A big, tall Ronnie out of Alpharetta, Georgia. Went to school at Centennial High School down in the Peachtree State of Georgia. First pitch on the way from Cannon is inside to Robert Moore. It is at exactly 1 o'clock p.m. 87 degrees is your first pitch temperature here in Kannapolis. 1 o'clock first pitch. We are on time and as scheduled. 1-0 on the way from the hard-throwing Roddy Cannon. It is cut on and foul tipped by Robert Moore. 1-1 is your count. Jonathan Cannon making his first appearance with the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in 2022. He's 0-0 with a 0 ERA as the 1-1 is hit into left center field. That'll drop in front of the center fielder Burke and be a base knock. Robert Moore leads off the ballgame with a bloop single. One on and nobody down now for Luis Castillo. Jonathan Cannon is spending 3 years at Georgia with the Bulldogs in the SEC. A 16-6 record. 3.71 ERA, 31 appearances, 25 starts. Again, drafted in the third round by the Chicago White Sox. Castillo will dig in. First pitch on the way is a fastball inside for ball one. 1-0 is your count. Cannon, a big-time, highly touted prospect in the White Sox organization, already soaring up the rankings at number 11. He's actually the top-ranked prospect on the Kannapolis Cannonballers roster as the 1-0 is cut on and missed on a fastball for strike one. Castillo now with a 1-1 count. Robert Moore at first. Castillo, the left fielder in today's game for Victor Estevez and the Carolina Mudcats. As Jonathan Cannon on the bump will come set. Quick check on the runner at first. Then Robert Moore scurries back in there safely. We'll have to wait on the 1-1 to Luis Castillo. Jonathan Cannon, the ace of the Georgia Bulldogs rotation. Actually, last season earlier here in 2022 as a junior, 36-23. Bulldogs made it to the NCAA Chapel Hill Regional. 1-1 to second. Polanco goes to second for one on to first, and there's a double play. 4-6-3, a double play. Luis Castillo grounds out quickly now, two down, and that'll send Jay Savina to the plate. Nice play at second base by Samuel Polanco, fielding it and flipping it sideways over to the shortstop in Jordan Sprinkle, who was able to cover the bag. As now Avina will step in, nobody on, and a two down. Avina in center field today, he'll bat third. Jesus Chirinos, first baseman, will bat fourth. As Cannon's pitch is away to Jace Avina, 1-0 is your count. Eduarki Fernandez, right fielder, bats fifth in the order. Batting sixth, D.H. Edbert Perez. Batting seventh is Yadier Arenado, second baseman. Bronlin Haraba bats eighth. He is the third baseman. And the Aussie catcher Alex Hall bats ninth. All against the righty Jonathan Cannon. Pitch is off the plate. 2-0 now is your count on Jay Savina. Properly named is Jonathan Cannon for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the 2-0 is off the plate now. 3-0. I promise we had the name Kannapolis Cannonballers before the White Sox drafted Jonathan Cannon. As he makes his first appearance here in Tal City, 3-0, cut on and fouled off ever so slightly by Jay Savina. Count moves to a favorable hitter's count of 3-1. Ballers in the red tops today, donning the Piedmont Bullweevils identity for the day. It's the final day of the Bullweevils identity. Also, the final Super Splash Sunday here at Atrium Health Ballpark in this afternoon's game. 3-1, hit hard and high into right field. Logan Glass moves over to his right and makes the grab. Four out at number three. It is a F9. And Jonathan Cannon with an unintentional 1-2-3 inning. A leadoff single from Robert Moore, but getting out of it with a double play ball. And now it will fly out from Jay Savina. Ballers and Mudcats in the series finale will send things to the bottom half of the first after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Thank you.
Bottom of the first inning here in Atrium Health Ballpark in a beautiful Kannapolis, North Carolina. Jordan Sprinkle, shortstop, leads things off. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, bats next, followed by Troy Clonch, the DH. All against the righty, Max Lazar. First pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count now on the shortstop, Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle leads things off for the Ballers. Fourth round pick out in 2022 out of UC Santa Barbara. Lazar delivers the 0-1 and is fouled off. Move it to a quick 0-2 count now on a Jordan Sprinkle. Roddy Max Lazar gets the start on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats today. 6'1", 200-pound Roddy, 23 years of age from Coral Springs, Florida. 11th round pick in 2017 by the Milwaukee Brewers. One of their highly touted arms as the 0-2 is cut on a miss for strike three. Three pitches and one strike out of the book already for Max Lazar. That'll send things to Samuel Polanco, the second baseman. Lazar, an 11th round pick in 2017, again out of Coral Springs, Florida. He's taking his time, though, in making his way up the minor league farm system for the Brewers. He's only reached as high as high A ball with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. As the first pitch to Polanco, it's a breaking ball off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Lazar down on a rehab assignment with the Brewers organization. Another highly touted arm. Guy that was actually in the top 30 prospect list recently. 1-0 grounded foul by Polanco. 1-1 is now your count. Lazar known for his pinpoint control. He doesn't throw too hard, only upper 80s, lower 90s at most. But the righty does have a sneaky breaking ball, and he's got a very good pinpoint accuracy with his pitches. He knows where it's going with just about every toss. Unless the ball, of course, slips out of his hand. You never know. You got to account for those sometimes. 1-1 count on Samuel Polanco. Takes a bit of a open stance at the plate. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball just a bit low and inside. 2-1 now the count on the second baseman, Samuel Polanco. Troy Clonch, the DH, bats third. He is on deck. Tim Elko, big power-hitting first baseman, will bat fourth as Polanco grounds a 2-1 towards second base. Shifted over is Ari Namo. He makes the play deep over there and fires to first in time. It's a 4-3 ground out. Two down now for Troy Clonch. Elko, the first baseman, is a cleanup batter. He'll bat fourth. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, bats fifth. Batting sixth is the center fielder, Jacob Burke. Batting seventh is the third baseman, Jason Gonzalez. Logan Glass, right fielder, bats eighth. And rounding out the order, batting ninth is the catcher, Nick Thornquist. Max Lazar, so far so good in his two-thirds of inning work so far. As Clonch takes the first pitch and he lines it into right field past the second baseman Ari Namo for a base knock just like that. One pitch and the Ballers already have their first hit of the game. It's a line single for Troy Clonch. One on now for Tim Elko. Tim Elko, what a night he had at the plate last night. A really solid night of action. 3-for-5 with a double and an RBI. Clonch over at first base. He as well had a 3-for-5 night. So Ballers picking up 15 hits in last night's game, 11-4 your score. It was one of the longer games we've had in all honesty, 2 hours and 54 minutes of action in last night's ball game. As Elko cuts on the first pitch, this one's grounded towards the shortstop Moore. He'll feed it cleanly and fire across the diamond in time. Four out at number three, just like that, a first pitch grounder for Tim Elko. It's a 6-3 ground out. Troy Clonch gets on base with a single, but Ballers can't get any runs across the board. One hit aside as we'll head to the top of the second in a scoreless ball game. Series finale between the Ballers and the Mudcats. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network.
Thank you.
Jesus Chirinos leads off top of the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jonathan Cannon back out on the pump for his second inning of action as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. First pitch grounded sharply into right field for a base knock. Jesus Chirinos is on base. First pitch of the second inning, and it's roped into center, into right field, I should say, for a base knock. One on and nobody out. Eduardo Fernandez will now dig in. 108-mile-an-hour exit velocity on the sharp grounder from Jesus Chirinos. Good hard grounder off the bat. As Chirinos at first base, another base hit. That'll send things to Eduardo Fernandez. It's here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Mudcats wrapping up their series. This is the final time these two sides will play each other this year. Pitch is off the plate. 1-0 is your count, and Eduardo Fernandez. Edbert Perez waiting on deck. There's the 3-2 up against the righty Jonathan Cannon. Cannon so far so good. His fastball's working well. 1-0 is inside. 2-0 is your count. Cannon sitting at 14 pitches so far. 7 strikes. His fastball is smooth as Spumoni out there. Working it on the inside corner here against Eduardo Fernandez. Pitch on the way. Fastball just a bit low, but it's called a strike by our home plate umpire in Nobu Yasuta. Count is now a 2-1. Cannon born on July the 19th of 2000. Is actually his father played basketball, a Presbyterian. He majored in real estate at the University of Georgia. He's a whole lot smarter than I am, I'll tell you that. As the quick check on the runner at first is not in time. 2-1 count on Eduardo Fernandez, the right fielder. Cannon with a good set on the bump. The big, tall, hard throw in righty comes set. 2-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss on a fastball. Even now at 2-2. Eduardo Fernandez has had a really good week of action as of late against these Kannapolis Cannonballers arms. Fernandez batting .368 this week so far. 2-2 grounded foul. Keep the count at 2-2. We'll do it again. Eduardo Fernandez .368 with a home run and 4 RBIs against Kannapolis so far on the series. He has done very well. One of the more impressive bats at 6'3", 200 pounds from San Domingo Este, Dominican Republic. 2-2 pitch. In the dirt blocked by the catcher Thornquist. Keep it at a 3-2 count now. Cannon trying to work the slider away to Eduardo Fernandez. Just missing, though, with his location. There's the righty in a bit of a pickle here. 3-2 count on Eduardo Fernandez. Cannon in his baller's debut. Cannon ballers, love it. 3-2, swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jonathan Cannon notches his first strikeout as a baller here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's Eduardo Fernandez down on strikes. One down and one on now for Edbert Perez. Jonathan Cannon's stuff is electric. Loving the fastball. Big tall righty working that fastball down. He has got a good amount of range out there on the mound as well. His stride is massive. With him being 6'6", he's got a little bit of a bigger stride out there as the pitch to Edbert Perez is swung on and grounded foul down the first baseline. 0-1 count quickly on Edbert Perez. Another top prospect of the Brewers organization at number 18 overall. Right behind Robert Moore, number 17 overall in the Brewers' top 30 prospect list. Jonathan Cannon, the top-rated prospect on the Ballers roster, according to MLB Pipeline. Of course, with the new Project Birmingham shift, seeing a whole bunch of guys moved up to double-A ball. 0-1 pitch on the way. This one's cut and missed on a breaking ball outside, 0-2. Looked like Cannon worked a changeup in there, a little bit of off-speed. O-2 count, one down, top second. Scoreless ball game, runner on first, pitch on the way. Fastball up and in. Edbert Perez almost gets plunked in the chinny-chin-chin. However, now 1-2 is your count. On Edbert Perez, Cannon trying to work a fastball up and in. Good lead at first for Jesus Chirinos. 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher Thornquist. Count will move even now at 2-2. Yadier Arenado, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Top second, 2-2 count, one down. Hey, Runner going on the pitch. Pitch swung and missed at the plate. Throw in a second. Delayed throw from Thornquist, but that is a out. They're going to say a batter interference on the play, so it will be a makeshift double play. It works out in the end. Jonathan Gannon picks up the swinging strikeout of Hedbert Perez, and it'll be a batter interference as Nick Thornquist can't make the throw over to second. That will be the third out of the inning. It's another unintentional 1-2-3 inning for Jonathan Gannon on the bump, as now we'll send things into the bottom half of the second. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. The hot bat of Benjamin Bailey will step in to lead off the bottom of the second inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Ballers in their ultimate identity as the Piedmont Bullweevils step in. Bottom of the second, they do have one hit on the day against Max Lazar. Lazar back out for his second inning of action here in his rehab appearance with the Carolina Mudcats. Pitch on the way, fastball up in the zone, but in there called strike. 1-0-1 is your count. Max Lazar back out for his second inning of work. He had a pretty good first inning, picking up a strikeout. 0-1 on the way from the righty. Fastball up and inside on Benjamin Bailey. 1-1 is your count. Benjamin Bailey on the week so far, so good. Picking up a whole bunch of offense as of late as the 1-1. Lifted high in the air right field. Trailing after to his left is Fernandez towards the corner. Makes the play. Four out and number one of the second inning. Just like that, an F9 in the book. One down now for Jacob Burke, the center fielder. Jacob Burke, Mr. Sports Center top 10, making it on Thursday night with his diving grab out in center field. He'll take his first at-bat of the day against Max Lazar. 4 for 16 on the week with a double, a home run, 3 RBI at the 3-run home run back on Tuesday night. As Lazar comes set of the bump, here's the pitch on the way. It is a breaking ball in there called strike. 1-0-1 is your count. Max Lazar with a very smooth delivery out there. He's not going to overwork. He's not got a high-effort delivery, really, as the 0-1 is in the dirt blocked by the catcher, Hall. 0-1 moves 1-1 now. Defensive setup for the Mudcats today. Left to right in the outfield, Castillo, Avina, and Fernandez. Infield to go, Haraba, Moore, Arenado, and Chirinos. Behind the dish is the Aussie catcher, Alex Hall, for Max Lazar. 1-1 pitch on the way. Cutter is cut on a miss for strike two. Breaking ball swung on over the top by Jacob Burke. 1-2 count. Former Miami Hurricane Jacob Burke also played at Southeast Louisiana University with the Lions. There's a 1-2, breaking ball low in the dirt, blocked again by Hall. Move it to an even count now of 2-2. Scoreless ball game so far here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Mudcats finishing up their season series. They have played now 24 games as Burt cuts on the 2-2. It's fouled off. Keep the count at 2-2. We'll do it again. Jason Gonzalez, third baseman, awaiting on deck. Burt batting 216 in his time here with Kannapolis, joining the Ballers a couple of weeks ago. 2-2 count, one down. Pitch on the way from the righty, Lazar. Check swing. Does he go around? No, says Corey Gerber, our infield umpire. Count now runs full on Mr. Sports Center top 10, Jacob Burke. Number 5 in the program in the roster. Number 8 on Sports Center top 10, but number 1 in your heart is Jacob Burke. Full count, one down. Lazar stares in for the signs of the black glove up near his chin. 3-2 pitch. Fastball upstairs, ball 4. It's a breaking ball upstairs, and Burke takes a free pass. That'll be a walk issued, the first one of the day. For Max Lazar, one on now for Jason Gonzalez. It looks like there is an arm warming for the Ballers down the line. It looks like Billy Seidel, former Duke Blue Devil, warming up out there in an effort to just get loose. Jonathan Cannon with 2 innings of work today. Not quite sure if his day is done. He only did pitch 1 inning with the complex league. Quick check on the runner at first, not in time. Cannon only pitching 1 inning in the complex league before being sent here to Kannapolis. He was mainly a bullpen guy with Georgia, but he is a starter arm for Kannapolis as the pitch is in there called strike. 1-0-1 is your count. Cannon was a two-way guy in high school. Ended up just becoming a pitcher in a University of Georgia. Ended up finishing up as a starter. But he started as a bullpen guy. 0-1 count, pitch on the way from Lazar. This one's cut on and lifted high and foul. 0-2 count. Jason Gonzalez picking up his first 2 hits of the season last night with a multi-hit game. He has 1 under his belt now. 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs and 3 strikeouts. Gonzalez reaching with 3 walks on the week as well. 0-2 count. Lazar with the glove up near the chin. Taking his time. Here's the pitch. Runner going. Swung and a miss at the plate for a strikeout. Throw in a second. He is not in time. It gets loose in the center. Burke's going to scurry towards third. Throw's going to come in. Burke's going to slide in at third. He is safe. Jacob Burke is going to go over there, and he will be safe over there at third. Third baseman in Haraba trying to make an effort there on the throw. Burke is at third now. Strikeout for Jason Gonzalez. It's a stolen base for Burke. And then it will more than likely be a E2 on the throw. It will be an indeed an E2, allowing a Burke to reach third. So now runner on at 90 feet away, and it is a grand total of 2 down for Logan Glass. It's a stolen base and then an E2. Logan Glass steps in wearing number 2 on the back of his jersey. Pitch on the way from the righty, Lazar. Fastball down the middle for strike 1. Lazar actually before this year had not pitched since 2019. He's been in the organization for the Brewers since 2017. However, not really able to stay too healthy. 0-1 lifted high and foul, 0-2 the count. 2017, he even played in 7 games with the Brewers Arizona Complex League team. 2018 went to Helena in the Pioneer League, the former rookie ball level. 0-2, cut up and fouled off by Glass, keeping it 0-2. 14 games there. 2019, he pitched 22 games, 3 in the Complex League, and 19 with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. And then 2020, there was no minor league baseball. 2021, he missed the entire year with an injury. Now here in 2022, this is game number 13 for Max Lazar in between the Complex League, Wisconsin, and now Carolina. 0-2, cut on a miss for strike 3, just like that. It's back-to-back punch outs for Max Lazar on the bump. He has 3 on the day, and now we're headed to the top of the third inning, but it's the super splash inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Mudcats are still in a scoreless matchup. Looks like Billy Seidel is going to enter in relief of Jonathan Cannon, as we'll send things now top third after a quick break in the Ballers Baseball Network. Yadier Arinamo leads off top of the third inning against a new arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. First pitch is on the way. Fastball on the outside corner at 96 miles an hour for strike one. 0-1 is your count. 6 foot, 220-pound, 22-year-old, 15th round pick in 2022. Out of Newton, Massachusetts, former Duke Blue Devil, it's Billy Seidel. 0-1 is a bit off the plate and away, even now at 1-1. Bottom third of the order, due up Arinamo, Harama, and Alex Hall. Top third, scoreless ball game between the Ballers and the Mudcats. 1-1 pitch on the way from the righty. Breaking ball is inside to Arinamo. 2-1 is now your count with the wind blowing in a little bit from left field. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, it is the final Super Splash Sunday of the season. 2-1 on the way from Seidel. Lifted eye and foul. 2-2 now the count. Seidel, former Duke Blue Devil. 17 appearances in 2022 for the Blue Devils. 9 starts. 2-5 record, the 6.80 ERA. Pitched 43 and two-thirds innings pitched. 2-2 count on Arinamo. Here's the delivery. Up and in, and hits Arinamo right in the arm, and that will be a free pass issued to Arinamo. A hit by pitch, so now one on, and that will send a Bronlin Haraba to the plate. Billy Seidel tapping his chest. He said, my bad, my bad. He tried to work an off-speed pitch inside. Looks like he lost the handle, and Arinamo wears it on his arm. One on now, and Haraba will step in. Ballers, as mentioned, in the red tops today. Wearing the Piedmont Bull Weevils identity. All blue caps, white pants, red socks. Somebody has decided to pull them up. As the Mudcats going with the gray tops with the red undersleeves. Pitch on the way to Haraba. This one's grounded through into right field for a base hit. Headed to second goes Arinamo. He'll stop there. One pitch is all it takes for Bronlin Haraba. He is on base today with his first at-bat. It's a single, and now Alex Hall, the catcher, will step in. Mudcats, gray tops, red undersleeves. Going to go with the gray pants, black socks. Going to go as well with the red caps with the black brim and the all-white Carolina Mudcat logo. Now a quick mound visit. Catcher Nick Thornquist coming out to chat with Billy Seidel. 55 strikeouts. Opponent's batting is 236 in 2022 against Billy Seidel with Duke. Brother Tommy actually part of the Harvard baseball team. He's got two brothers and a sister. As the pitch is low and inside, Alex Hall, 1-0 is your count. Seidel, one of four kids. Man, that's a little bigger family. I'm one of three. You gotta love siblings. Or you don't. Depends. 1-0 count. Seidel with a long look at second. He'll step off on the rubber. We'll have to await the 1-0 count against Alex Hall, the Australian backstop from Perth, Australia. International free agent signee in 2017 by the Milwaukee Brewers. Seidel comes set on the bump. 1-0 pitch. In the dirt and low, Thornquist makes the play behind there. 2-0 count. Seidel did pitch earlier this week on a Friday. One inning, one hit, and one strikeout. Very solid day's work out there for Billy Seidel on the bump. More of a in-between kind of role for Billy Seidel here today. As they'll turn it over to the new lefty, Jose Jimenez. A little later on, 2-0 is low. Now 3-0 the count on Alex Hall. Seidel having trouble locating the strike zone. As there is a righty warming up for Carolina down the line and left as well. Max Lazar more than likely not going longer than two or three innings today. 3-0 pitch from Seidel in the dirt again, and it's ball four. Now ball four, and it takes the nine-hole man in Alex Hall to first base. Haraba to second, and Arenado to third. Bases now loaded and nobody out. Billy Seidel walks the bases loaded. John Eli will come have a chat before he faces off against Robert Moore. Robert Moore will step to the plate, but Billy Seidel's getting a quick chat with John Eli, pitching coach for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the third, we are in a scoreless ball game. That is now three hits on the day for Carolina. Picking up two off of Jonathan Cannon, one off of Billy Seidel. As they'll recoup, and we're back playing baseball. That's now two mound visits on the day. Jose Jimenez, the lefty, will more than likely take over soon for the Ballers, but Seidel out on the bum in his second game of action in a Ballers uniform. Moore comes set. He had a single back in the first inning to lead off the ball game. Pitch on the way. This one sharply aligned foul. 0-1 is your count on Robert Moore. Second round compensation pick is Robert Moore, University of Arkansas Razorback. 5'9" switch hitter, 20 years old, Leawood, Kansas is his hometown. 0-1 on the way in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Thornquist. Even count now of 1-1. Ballers and Mudcats doing business for the sixth time. Ballers currently hold the series lead at 3-2. Picking up a big-time 11-4 win last night. 1-1 from Seidel. This one's lined foul again, 1-2 count. Billy Seidel in a bit of a pickle here. Top third, bases loaded, nobody out. As awaiting on deck is the left fielder, Luis Castillo. Seidel comes set, glove at the waist. 1-2 pitch. Fastball, bring him up, got him looking. Called strike three, lower part of the zone on a fastball. And Billy Seidel gets a strikeout here in the third inning for the first out. One down now, Robert Moore sits down. He's 1-for-2. And now Luis Castillo will step in. Castillo is 0-for-1 today, grounded into a double play back in the first inning. As Jay Savina, center fielder, steps now on deck. Castillo flying the bat over his face. In the lefty batter's box, pitch on the way. Fastball right down Broadway for strike one. 0-1 your count. Seidel working a 96-mile-an-hour heater. Castillo steps in, 0-1 count. Seidel could really use a ground ball here, 0-1 pitch. So on this line, foul over my head here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 0-2 now, quickly the count on Luis Castillo. It's a little toasty today, but not too bad considering Super Splash Sunday here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Final one of the year. Ballers are actually undefeated on Super Splash Sundays. 0-2 is up and away to Castillo. 1-2 count. Seidel trying to make him chase a fastball. 1-2 count on Castillo. Avino waiting on deck. Runners at every base. It's Arenado, Haraba, and Hall. 1-2 from Seidel. Fastball just a bit low and inside. Close call according to our track man. Count is now 2-2. Close call out there. Seidel trying to sneak a fastball in the inside corner. As now Tyson Messer has gotten up and is getting loose out there for the Ballers. Seidel comes set, 2-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. There's another punch out in the book for Billy Seidel. That's back-to-back punch outs of Moore and now Luis Castillo. Two down now for Jay Savina. Solid work by Billy Seidel not to let the bases loaded get to him too much. He works a couple of nice fastballs in on Castillo. Can't keep up with the heater out there. Now Avina will step in. Pitch on the way from the righty. This one's cut and a missed on an upstairs fastball. 0-1 your count. Seidel working the fastball. 95-96. That thing is smooth out there. Two down in the inning. Ballers looking to make it to the bottom of the third with a nothing-nothing line. 0-1 on the way. Swung and a missed on another heater from Seidel. This guy's throwing smoke out there against Jay Savina and the Carolina Mudcats. Bases are loaded, but Seidel one strike away from getting out of the inning. Roddy comes set, glove at the waist. Looks in for the signs, has it, will deliver the 0-2. Swung and missed at the plate. He struck him out. Billy Seidel strikes out the side. Bases loaded, it don't matter. Strikes out the side to the looking one of Robert Moore. And then two swing and misses from Luis Castillo and Jay Savina. Bottom third after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. It remains scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, North Carolina. I'll be right back after a quick break. Well, the Carolina Mudcats have made their first pitching change on the day. Big 6-5 righty Cameron Wagoner delivers the pitch. It's lined up the middle by Nick Thornquist into center for a base knock to lead off the third inning. Just like that, one pitch, and Nick Thornquist is on base for the first time today as he is at first. Back to the top of the order in Jordan Sprinkle. 103-mile-an-hour exit velocity off the bat of Nick Thornquist. So now one on, nobody down. Top of the order, Sprinkle, due up. Wagoner, 6'5", 187-pound Roddy, 21 years of age from Ypsilanti, Michigan. I definitely butchered that. 11th-round pick here in 2022 as Sprinkle lays down a bunt back up towards the mound. Wagoner makes the play and fires to first in time for the out. 1-3 ground out, but it does move the runner up. Thornquist is at second for one down now, and Samuel Polanco will step in. Wagner, former Eastern Michigan Roddy, making 18 appearances in 2021 with Eastern Michigan, the Eagles. 56 batters in 49 innings of work. Did he strike out? Did Cameron Wagner? Majored in sports science up there at Eastern Michigan. Samuel Polanco steps in. He is 0-1 today. Pitch on the way. This one's grounded foul. Heads up down there by Guillermo Quiroz. Almost getting hit in the foot with a ground ball from Polanco. 0-1 count. One down. Bottom of the third. Ballers and the Carolina Mudcats doing business. Polanco steps in. 0-1. Breaking ball is just a bit inside. Move it to a 1-1 count. Wagner, an 11th round pick in 2022. He actually was drafted previously back in the 22nd round of the 2019 draft out of high school by the Texas Rangers. He decided to stay, though, and it went to the Brewers organization after going to Eastern Michigan. 1-1 is foul. 1-2 count now. It's Polanco stepping in. Lefty Jose Jimenez getting loose out there for the Ballers. Waiting on deck is Troy Klontz as Polanco with a 1-2 count. At second is Nick Thornquist. Pitch on the way from Wagner. This one is lined foul over everyone's head. Keep it at 1-2. Polanco steps in, slightly open, stands to the lefty. Grounded out in the first inning. He's 0-1. He's had a pretty solid week of action. Had a big night last night with four RBI. 1-2, breaking ball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Cameron Wagner picks up his first punch out of the day. Samuel Polanco down on strikes. Two down now, runner on second for Troy Klontz. Troy Klontz wearing number 17 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, former Texas A&M Aggie, former Oregon State Beaver. 3-for-5 in yesterday's game with a strikeout and two runs scored. It's Klontz standing with a slightly open stance. Pitch on the way. Cut and a missed for strike one. 0-1 count as the ball slipped in and out of the glove of Alex Hall, the catcher. Now a quick mound visit as Hall will go talk to Wagner, the big 6'5 righty. Hometown is at Tecumseh, Michigan. And for Cameron Wagner, the big tall righty. Now quick mound visit adjourned. Runner at second is Nick Thornquist. Ballers and Mudcats are scoreless. Carolina with three hits on the day. Boll Weevils, the Kannapolis Cannonballers with just two. Thornquist with a good lead over at second. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from Wagner. This is up and in on Klontz. Move it to a 1-1 count. Hot start out there for Troy Klontz. Batting a 474 now in his short week of action here in Kannapolis. He's only missed the one game as the pitch lifted high and foul on the 1-1. Heads up. 1-2 now the count on Klontz. Tim Elko waiting on deck. Ballers and Mudcats doing business again. This is the sixth game between these two sides. We get you a look at the out-of-town scores in the next half inning. It's a 1-2 count, two outs. Wagoner takes a look at second. Thornquist with a good lead, 1-2. Cut and a miss on a breaking ball for strike three. It'll go down as a strikeout for Wagoner. He picks up two on the inning. And that will be now a 1-2-3 inning after a leadoff single for Nick Thornquist. We're through a third of the game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Mudcats remain scoreless here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Thank you. Jesus Chirinos and Joaquin Fernandez and Edbert Perez do up against the new arm on the bump for the Ballers. It is a 1-1 count on Jesus Chirinos. Ballers and the Mudcats finishing up top four as the 1-1 is off the plate. 2-1 and now the count. Jesus Chirinos stepping in. New arm on the bump for the Ballers, 6-3 Roddy Jose Jimenez as the pitch is in there. 2-2 now the count, 2-2 count. On Chirinos, the first baseman. New arm is the 19-year-old, 6'3", lefty, 195 pounds from Santiago, Dominican Republic. It is Jose Jimenez as the 2-2. Cut and a miss for strike three. It's his first punch out of the day. Jose Jimenez gets his first strikeout. One down now for Eduardo Fernandez. Jose Jimenez making his first appearance for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in 2022. Signed as international free agent signee in 2019 by the White Sox, spending 2019 in the Dominican Summer League. He had 5 games there. 2022, he had 10 games in total with the Complex League. Pitch off the plate, 1-0 to Eduardo Fernandez. Jimenez 2-3 with a 5.23 ERA in 10 games in the Complex League. As the 1-0 is kind of missed, 1-1 count now on Eduardo Fernandez. Jimenez making his first appearance here in low A baseball at the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-1 on the way from the lefty. It is inside and low. 2-1 now the count on Eduardo Fernandez at a strikeout last time up. We actually did have a bit of a shuffle around. Last inning, it was not Billy Seidel on the bump. They had to switch around the pitchers due to the Piedmont Bull Weevils tops. It was actually the Roddy Eric Adler out there on the bump instead of Billy Seidel. So it was not Seidel out on the bump. It was Eric Adler, former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. 3-1 is fouled off by Eduardo Fernandez. Count runs full. Bit of a error up here with reading a roster as the Bull Weevils tops having some guys move numbers. Nick Thornquist behind the dish. Normally wears number 13. However, today with the Bull Weevils tops, has to wear number 10. 3-2 pitch. Fastball is inside. Ball 4. It is a walk issue to Eduardo Fernandez. So now 1-1 and 1-2 for Edbert Perez. Things you notice if you come to every game. If you're a loyal Ballers fan and you come to every game, you notice Thornquist wears number 13. Well, today he's wearing number 10. Some of the sizing with the Piedmont Bull Weevils jerseys is different. So you got to rock different tops. Pitch on the way to Herbert Perez. Cut on and fouled off. 0-1 your count. So Seidel not pitching today. The 12 jersey goes to Eric Adler, who did not have a 14 at jersey available for today's game. 0-1 runner going on the pitch. This one's fouled off at the plate by Herbert Perez. And now the runner will have to retreat back to first. It'll now be an 0-2 count on Edbert Perez, striking out back in the second. Mudcats have already picked up a flurry of strikeouts here in today's ballgame, striking out a total of 6 times. Jonathan Cannon picking up a couple, and Eric Adler picking up 3 of those. Cannon with 2, Adler with 3, and Jimenez already with 1 as the pitch is just a bit off the plate away. 1-2 the count. Ari Namo, second baseman waiting on deck. 1-2 count. Jose Jimenez on the bump with a look at first base. 1-2, quick check on the runner at first, not in time. Keep the count at 1-2. Jimenez keeping a close eye over there at first on Eduardo Fernandez. Has not attempted a stolen base this week, but still keeping a close eye out there. Is Jose Jimenez. He'll check on the runner again. Not in time as it is a 1-2 count. Edbert Perez. Runner going in the 1-2. This one's fouled off at the plate. We'll scurry back. We'll keep it at 1-2. We'll do it again. Ari Namo, second baseman awaiting on deck. Wind blowing out left to right. Right to left. It is going out to left field a little bit. 1-2 count. Jimenez's pitch. Breaking ball lifted high and foul down the left field line. Keep the count at 1-2. Series finale, final Super Splash Sunday at Atrium Health Ballpark. There's a line out in center field for the water slide that is pretty steady out there. Decent lead at first for Fernandez. 1-2. Swung on and weakly grounded towards first. Elko fields cleanly and he'll run over and step on the bag. Four out at number two of the inning. It's a 3-2 ground out. Advancing to second is Eduardo Fernandez. That'll be one on and two down for Yadier Arenado. Jose Jimenez getting that ground out from the batter in Edbert Perez. Bit of a weird grounder. Looked like it took a nice little spin on a weak chopper. So now Elko will get the put out, and Arenado steps in, runner on second. Jimenez takes a look. Pitch on the way. Fastball inside and low, 1-0. Get you a look at the other games going on in the Carolina League in tonight's day of action. Full slate of games in the Carolina League today. As a 1-0 count, Jimenez's pitch on the way, lifted high and foul down the first baseline. Heads up down there. Count even now at 1-1. Top of the second, scoreless in Fredericksburg with the Fred Nazem Down East Wood Ducks going at it. Here up at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. They are warming up in Fayetteville with the Woodpeckers and the River Dogs going at it for the final time on the week. And then everyone else starting at 5:05 and later as the 1-1 is blooped into right field. Down the line, that'll be fair ball and in play. Headed home on the play is Eduardo Fernandez, and stopping at first is Yadier Arenado, and the first run of the ball game is had. Mudcats take a 1-0 lead on a bloop single on the right by Yadier Arenado. Two down, runner on now for Bronlin Haraba. Just like that, Yadier Arenado tallies an RBI. And is a soft liner into right field, right at Logan Glass. And now Haraba digs in, runner on first and two down. Jimenez allows a run. Pitch on the way from the left. He's swinging a miss, and the bat goes flying into the dugout. Haraba without any sticky stuff out on that bad as the bat will get flung back, and he's going to request some more pine tar, some legal sticky stuff as they call it. He's going to get some tack spray for the handle of the bat so he does not let that bat go flying again. Bronlin Haraba with an 0-1 count on Jose Jimenez, the lefty on the bump. Yadier Arenado picking up a base knock and a RBI. It is his fourth RBI on the week. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Up and in. 1-1 count now on Bronlin Haraba. Haraba on the season. Not too shabby. Batting a grand total of .294. He does have two homers as well. One of them coming this week. 1-1 lifted high and foul down the right field line. Heads up over near the roasted corn cart. Actually hits the roof out there. 1-2 count. You don't want one of the baseballs getting loose into the corn roaster down that line. That would not be fun. 1-2 count, two outs, top four. Mudcats break through and get the first run of the ball game on a Yadier Arenado RBI single. Jimenez takes a peek and will check on the runner at first. It's not in time. Count stays put at 1-2. Alex Hall, the Aussie catcher, waiting on deck. Mudcats with four hits on the day. Just the one run. Jimenez looking in for the sign. It's the righty Haraba at the plate. 1-2, runner going. Pitch is swung on and lifted high and foul. Keep the count at 1-2. Headed back to first is Arenado, who was going on the play. Haraba 1-for-1 at a single back in the third inning. So come set, here's the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher Thornquist on an inside breaking ball. Count even now at 2-2. Two count, two down, top four. Ballers trailing 1-0. Jose Jimenez making his baller's debut. He's the second guy to make his baller's debut in today's game. Jonathan Cannon going a solid two innings of work. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded towards short. Sprinkle makes a backhanded stop. He stops the ball. Can't trail it. Now he picks it up and fires to first, and it is in time. 6-3 a ground out for Bronlyn Haraba, and that is the third out of the fourth inning. Bottom four after a quick break of the Ballers Baseball Network. Mudcats jump out to a 1-0 lead, and that is all they can get. One run, and they lead 1-0 as Wagoner back out of the bump. Bottom four when we turn here in Kannapolis. Well, Van Halen's song Jump is blaring through the speakers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. That means Tim Elko is digging in. First pitch is on the way from the righty Wagoner. It's on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1 is your count on the power bat of Tim Elko. Digs in. It'll be followed in the order by Benjamin Bailey and Jacob Burke. Bottom four ballers in a hole. They trail 1-0 to the Carolina Mudcats. Elko cuts on the 0-1 and misses. Now 0-2 count. Elko, so far so good in his first week of action with the Ballers. He has done very well, batting .273. He does have one RBI. 0-2 on the way, cuts on it and grounds it just foul down the first baseline. Keep the count at 0-2. We'll do it again. This is his sixth game on the season. He's got six hits in total. He is 0-1 today. He has not had a game off this week. He's played in every one. That was one thing we talked about in the pregame show the other day, the adjustment to going from playing baseball only three or four times a week to now it's like an everyday thing. 0-2, cut of the mist for strike three. First out is had of the fourth inning for Cameron Wagoner on the bump. That is his third strikeout of the day. Benjamin Bailey, left fielder, will step in. Bailey 0-1 with a flyout, as Wagoner already picking up three strikeouts and one in the third innings of action. He allowed the leadoff single, but three strikeouts and a groundout. Since then, he's retired four in a row. Pitch on the way to Bailey, fastball up and away, 1-0 is your count. Benjamin Bailey doing very well at the plate as of late. He's just looked better out there. 3-for-15 this week with two doubles, three RBI. The 1-0 breaking ball right down the middle for strike one, 1-1. He does have a walk as well under his belt. Bailey steps in with the bat over the right shoulder. 1-1 on the way from Wagoner. This one is fouled straight back. We'll move it to a 1-2 count. Benjamin Bailey, the big muscular 6'4" outfielder from Vista Alegre, Panama. Jacob Burke, center fielder, awaiting on deck. Wagoner's 1-2. Outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. That is four strikeouts in a row for the righty Cameron Wagoner. As now two down, and Jacob Burke will step in. Wagoner, a strikeout machine so far today, inning in two-thirds, four strikeouts. And they've come back to back to back to back. Burke will dig in, two down, nobody on. Bottom four, ballers trail 1-0. Here in the series finale, Wagoner comes set on the bump, pitch is on the way. Swung and a missed for strike one. Burke trying to go at a 86-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Burke listed at 6'1", 205-pound, 21-year-old, 11th-round pick in 2022 by the White Sox. As Wagoner comes set, the big lanky Roddy, 0-1. Fastball just a bit off the plate, a 94-mile-an-hour pitch. 1-1 count. Wagoner, 21 years of age. Just added to the roster earlier this week on the 24th. As a 1-1 has popped up in the air down the third baseline, and the trails foul. Haraba after it. He will camp under to make the grab in foul ground. Four out at number three. It's a P5 for a 1-2-3 inning. Wagoner has retired his last six batters faced, and that'll send us into the fifth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Mudcats lead 1-0. Take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jose Jimenez offers the first pitch of the fifth inning to Alex Hall. It's cut and a missed for strike one. 0-1 is your count as time called. Something loose down in the right field line. Looks like Logan Glass picks up a loose ball out there and flips it back into the right field terrace. 0-1 count on the Aussie catcher Alex Hall. Robert Moore and Luis Castillo follow against the lefty Jose Jimenez. Back out for his second inning of action. Ran into some trouble back in that fourth inning, allowing a run. 1-0 Mudcats. Pitch is up and away. It is a 1-1 count now on Alex Hall. Hall today is not required an at-bat yet. He reached on a walk back in the third inning. Pitches up and away, 2-1. Jimenez at just below 30 pitches against the Mudcats bats. Faced five batters in the fourth inning. This was batter number six on the day. For the lefty and Jose Jimenez, pitch on the way. Fastball, lower part of the zone for strike two. Close call according to our track man, but good call over there. Good pitch from Jose Jimenez. Robert Moore switching in, shortstop awaiting, 2-2, fastball up and away. Count is now a 3-2. Alex Hall kind of struggling on the year, batting just 111. Hasn't been able to get on base as much as the 3-2. Ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Jose Jimenez picks up his second strikeout of the day. It is Alex Hall down on strikes, one down now. Robert Moore, top of the order, two up. Robert Moore from a baseball family. His father, Dayton Moore, general manager of the Kansas City Royals. Now Robert Moore stepping in, a switch hitting a shortstop from the University of Arkansas. Pitch is up and away. 1-0 is your count. It's going to be cool coming from a baseball family like that, having your dad as a GM of a baseball team. Think of all the access you'd have, especially if you love baseball. Because if you have all that and you don't love baseball, well, then it's not all that cool. 1-0 grounded foul. 1-1 is your count. One-on-one count on Robert Moore, batting 295. He is 1-for-2 today with a single and a strikeout. Pitch on the way, hard liner to first base, but Tim Elko makes the play on a catch. It is an L3 in the book. Two down, nobody on for Luis Castillo. That's just the example of the perfect place, the perfect time. Elko right there to make the grab. Two down, nobody on. Castillo digs in. Castillo steps in, wiggling the bat across his face. Pitch on the way from the lefty. Just a bit inside. It'll move to a 1-0 count. You look at what the Mudcats are doing against left-handed pitching this year. Luis Castillo, the lefty bat. Jimenez has the better matchup here. 1-0 is in there, 1-1. Castillo batting 231 against left-handed pitching with a home run and an RBI. He does have two homers, three RBI on the season. 1-1 pitch. It is just a bit inside. 2-1 count on Luis Castillo. Jay Savina, center fielder, waiting on deck. Jimenez looking in for the sign. Big lefty comes set on the bump. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball just a bit off the plate. Count now 3-1 on Luis Castillo. Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. They've had a couple of guys down on rehab, some big names included. Probably the biggest name they've had on rehab this year. 3-1 inside corner, 3-2. Of course, Max Lazar starting out there for the Mudcats today. But they did have Willy Adames, of course, the MLB shortstop in Milwaukee, who was at the Tampa Bay Rays organization as well. Adames played in one game for the Mudcats, and it was against Kannapolis Cannonballers out in Zebulon. As the 3-2 is off the plate, and it's ball four, Castillo takes a free pass. Two out, a base runner on now for Jay Savina. Willy Adames playing one game with the Mudcats over in Zebulon back in May. He got a home run off of Jared Kelly and a walk. Other than that, a really decent outing for Willy Adames. Jimenez is pitched to Avina. Off the plate and away. 1-0 your count. Clouds start to roll in here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bit of a overcast day it's turning into. 1-0 count on Avina. Jimenez comes in. He'll check on the runner at first. It's not in time. 1-0 remains your count. After today, just six games remain at home in 2022 for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. They'll have a six-game set on September 6th through 11th against the Augusta Green Jackets here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-0 cut on the miss for strike one. 1-1 is your count. It'll be Augusta's first trip to Atrium Health Ballpark in their entire franchise history. They have not made a trip here to Kannapolis since 2019. 1-1 is off the plate and away. Now 2-1. Augusta has never made a trip to Kannapolis as a Braves affiliate. When they came here in 2019, they were affiliated with the San Francisco Giants. As the 2-1 is grounded foul, even at 2-2. Giants moving their affiliation for their low-A team over to San Jose. So now they're the San Jose Giants out there, which makes a little sense. But then their double-A team is in Richmond, Virginia. It's the Richmond Flying Squirrels. It's always weird when you have a West Coast teams with East Coast minor league teams. It's 2-2 off the plate. 3-2 is your count. Chicago White Sox strategic with their placement in their minor league system. Three of their four minor league affiliates here in the state of North Carolina, and they're all within an hour and a half of each other. 3-2 on the way from Jimenez. Breaking ball low and away. Ball four. Back-to-back walks now as Castillo takes second and Avina headed to first. 2-1 and 2 down now for Jesus Chirinos. You look at the Milwaukee Brewers Pharma Traveling System. You start in the Complex League, of course. Then you come here to Zebulon with the Carolina Mudcats. From here you go up to Wisconsin, but not quite with the Brewers. You go to Wisconsin for the Timber Rattlers in High A in the Midwest League. Pitch on the way from Jimenez. Fastball outside corner for strike one. After you go to Wisconsin with the Timber Rattlers, if you get promoted to Double A, you go to Biloxi, Mississippi with the Shuckers. Down in the Southern League, they do play the Birmingham Barons often, affiliate of the White Sox. Well, one is cut and missed for strike two, 0-2. And then their Triple A affiliate, oh my, what a great location. Triple A affiliate is the Nashville Sounds out in Tennessee, about 7-8 hours west of here. Nashville is a great town. 0-2 on the way. Fastball from Jimenez is off the plate. Move it to a 1-2 count. Nashville Sounds have moved affiliates quite a lot as of recently. They were the Oakland A's affiliate for a long time. They had a little stretch recently where they were the Texas Rangers affiliate over in Nashville. And now the Brewers taking them over there in Music City. 1-2. This one's unloaded on high and deep right field. Going back is Logan Glass. He won't get there. It lands on the warning track deep in right field. Scoring will be Castillo. Scoring is Avina. It's a bases clearing RBI double for Jesus Chirinos. And the Mudcats have now jumped out to a 3-0 lead in the fifth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Jesus Chirinos with his second hit of the day. It's a multi-hit game, and he picks up two RBIs along the way. So now John Eli is going to come chat with Jose Jimenez. Runner on second and two down still in the inning. Jimenez was on track for a solid half inning of action. Got a quick strikeout and a lineout, and then two walks and now a double. Put the ballers into a hole. They trail 3-0 to the Carolina Mudcats. It looks like Tyson Messer getting loose out there down the right field line. As John Eli will depart, Jose Jimenez will stay put in the ballgame. And Duarte Fernandez, right fielder, will step in. As you look out into the left field berm, oh my, look at all those kids out there. They're awaiting the super splash inning after this third out. That is a whole lot of kids out there. Our head groundskeeper in Tim Siegel. Oh, my, he is going to have a field day out there. He's got the big old hose out there. He's going to spray off all those youngins in the left field berm. Pitch is there 0-1. Ballers are undefeated on Super Splash Sunday. So far, not too good here today. 3-0. Mudcats are leading. 0-1 count. Pitch on the way from Jimenez. Fastball, lower part of the zone. Strike two. Good pitch. Super splash half inning in route here in the middle of the fifth inning. Jose Jimenez still needs one strike. Jimenez with a look at second. Lefty delivers the pitch. Swung on and lifted high and foul. Move it to a 1-2 count. Three nothing your score. Mudcats lead. Some darker clouds starting to roll in. We don't like that. 0-2. We like that. Swung and a miss. He struck him out. Jose Jimenez picks up strikeout number 3 on the day. Eduardo Fernandez gets a strikeout. He's now 0-2 on the day with 2 punch outs. Middle of the fifth. Bottom 5 when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. It's a super splash inning on the way here in Kannapolis. Mudcats lead 3-0 when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. Cameron Wagoner back out on the bump for the Carolina Mudcats. Bottom five, Ballers trail 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom third of the order due up. Jason Gonzalez, Logan Glass, Nick Thornquist as Gonzalez will check swing on the pitch. He holds it back, though. 1-0 is your count on it. Jason Gonzalez. And Gonzalez, Logan Glass, and Nick Thornquist due up. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Count out 1-1 on Jason Gonzalez. Logan Glass awaiting. Gonzalez 0-1 with a strikeout today. Facing off against Max Lazar. He takes the 1-1, grounds it up the middle. Can't get to it. Is the shortstop more. Gonzalez is at first base with a single to lead off the fifth inning. Now 1-2 on the day is the former Vandy boy, Jason Gonzalez. Logan Glass will step in with one on and nobody down. Logan Glass will step in. Ballers trail a 3-0. They need some offense here. Get some offense going. Glass is over 1 of the strikeout. Lazar picking up a couple of strikeouts in that second of Gonzalez and Glass. Cuts on the first pitch and fouls it off. 0-1 your count. Logan Glass has been here basically all year. He did spend 2 weeks up in Charlotte with the Knights. Actually did very well up in Charlotte in AAA. As Glass steps in, a good lead at first for Jason Gonzalez. Pitch on the way. This one's cut and a miss on a breaking ball. 0-1 now, 0-2. Tyson Messer getting loose down the right field line. Good lead at first for Gonzalez. Glass with an 0-2 count. Wagoner's offering. Breaking ball right down Broadway. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Logan Glass down on strikes for the second time today. That is the first out of the fifth. One down, runner on now for Nick Thornquist. Nick Thornquist steps in for his second at-bat of the day. He did have a single against Wagoner back in the third. Ballers with three hits on the day. Thornquist with one of them. First pitch is in there on a fastball. 0-1 is your count. Thornquist with his first game action of the week. Billings, Montana native. Went to school at University of Texas, San Antonio. 0-1 on the way from Wagoner is inside and low and away. 1-1 now. Thornquist so far so good on the year, batting .229. Three homers, 14 RBI. Check swing the 1-1. He can't hold it back. 1-2 count now. Three homers, 13 RBI against righty bats. Thornquist batting .218 entering today. .228 currently with a 1-for-1 day. 1-2 count, one down. Pitch on the way from Wagoner, it's in there, upper part of the zone. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs for Nick Thornquist and Logan Glass. Two down now. Jordan Sprinkle due up. Wagoner's been mowing through the order as of late. Picking up a multitude of strikeouts. He's in now six strikeouts in 2 2/3 innings. He's allowed just two hits. Hasn't walked any either. Wagoner's first pitch to Sprinkle is just a bit off the plate and away. 1-0 your count. Sprinkle 5'11", 180-pound, 21-year-old from UC Santa Barbara. Fourth round pick in 2022. Has impressed as of late. Multiple multi-hit games this week. He impresses there. 1-0 into right field for a base knock. He's on base. The first out today is Jordan Sprinkle. Headed to second is Jason Gonzalez. So now 2-1 and 2 down. Samuel Polanco due up. Polanco 0-2 on the day with a ground out and a strikeout. He'll look to do some damage. He did damage last night with 4 RBI, 1-2 at the plate. He's 0 for 2 today. Pitch on the way from Wagoner. This one's lined up the middle. And a diving stop at short by Moore. He makes the play. Does he throw to first? And it gets by the first baseman in Chirinos. It will be... We'll see what the play is there. Everyone stops a base. So headed to third is Gonzalez. To second goes Sprinkle. And Polanco is at first. We'll wait the scorer's decision before we designate what it is. So bases are loaded and a two down for Troy Klaunch. We'll see what the official scoring decision is on that play before we designate it. It's going to go down as a base hit for Samuel Polanco. So it is a single. It is three singles in the inning for the Ballers as Klaunch cuts on the first pitch and misses. 0-1 your count. It's a tough play. It's short by Robert Moore. He does make the wild throw, but nobody moved up an extra base. So bases are loaded. 0-1 count. Wagoner comes set. Pitch on the way. This one is fouled off by Klaunch. Count is now 0-2. Count, two down. Tyson Messer out there warming up. Wagoner on the bump. One strike away, 0-2. This one's lifted high and foul down the right field line. Keep the count at 0-2. We'll do it again. Troy Klaunch, the DH, is awaiting his 0-2 count from the Armin at Cameron Wagoner. 0-2 pitch on the way. Swung and a miss on breaking ball for strike three. Cameron Wagoner picks up strikeout number 7 on the day. Three strikeouts in the fifth inning in between three singles. That is six batters face, but Ballers still trail 3-0 after five innings. Headed to top six after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, 6 foot, 215-pound, 25-year-old, ninth round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox. Pitches up and in, 1-0 your count now on Edbert Perez. Tyson Messer entering the ballgame. He is 5-4 with a 6.33 ERA is Messer. His foot 1-0 is lined into right field. Logan Glass makes the play out there in a ride for the grab. It's the sixth inning. It's a F9 in the book for Edbert Perez. 0-3 on the day. One down now for Yonder Arenamo. Arenamo steps in with one down and nobody on. Messer is the fourth arm already used by the Ballers today. He has pitched twice already this week. Two innings, one hit, two strikeouts. Messer has been very clean as of late. Four of his last five outings, he has not allowed a run. Pitches in there, 0-1 your count. Actually, he has not allowed a run since the 16th in Columbia. Seven of his last eight have been shutout outings. 0-1 is fouled off by Arenamo, 0-2. Arenamo with an RBI single in the fourth inning, putting the Mudcats on the board. 0-2 count, one down, top six. Mudcats lead 3-0. Messer on the bump, looking to keep the ballers at bay on the mound. 0-2 check swing. Does he go around? Yes, he does, says our infield umpire and Corey Gerber. That is the strikeout in the book. Tyson Messer picks up his first one of the day. Two down now. Bronlin Haraba will dig in. As Arenamo, not a fan of the call at all out there. Nonetheless, it is a strikeout for Tyson Messer. Bronlin Haraba will step in. 1-for-2 in the day with a single and a ground out in the fourth. Messer comes set, pitch on the way. Up and in, and it hits Haraba in the back. It'll be a hit by pitch. Haraba not thrilled at all. It'll be an HBP. He'll take a free pass over there. Two out, a runner on. Nine-hole man and Alex Hall do up. Haraba plunked in the back with a 88-mile-an-hour pitch from Tyson Messer. Alex Hall will step in, batting 107 on the year. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. He did have a walk back in the third. Good lead at first for Haraba. Messer looking to deal with a base runner on now. Pitch on the way to Hall. It's inside. 1-0 your count. There is a righty warming for Carolina down the line. Looks like Ariel B. Gonzalez. 1-0 grounded foul. 1-1 your count. Robert Moore switch hitting shortstop awaiting on deck. Top of the sixth here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Mudcats lead 3-0. Here in the series finale, Messer comes in, 1-1 on the way, runner going, pitch to the plate is outside, throwing a second is way high and into center. Haraba will head for third and he will get there safely. It'll be a stolen base and then a E2 for the arm of Nick Thornquist. Stolen base and an E2. And all of a sudden, Mudcats now with a runner on third. 2-1 count of the plate on Alex Hall. Messer now with a runner on third to deal with in the inning. Not exactly optimal. As Alex Hall still at the plate with a 2-1 count. Pitch on the way to Messer. This one is lifted high and deep. In right field, backtracking his glass, looking up, warning track wall, and it is out of here. Heads up in the right field berm. That ball is out of here. It's a two-run bomb for Alex Hall, his first home run of the season. As a two-run shot to put the Mudcats ahead now, 5-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. 399 feet off the bat of Alex Hall. Absolutely unloaded on it. 107-mile-an-hour exit velocity. It is a two-run homer for Alex Hall. Out into the right field bar. The top of the order now, Robert Hall. Robert Moore, I should say, due up. Alex Hall with the two-run homer. Pitch on the way from Messer to Moore is inside. 1-0 your count. First time in quite a while that Messer has allowed a run, but he allows two here in the inning with a homer from Alex Hall. 1-0 on the way. It is in there called strike one. 1-1 is your count. Messer with a 1-1 count. He's seen his ERA climb now to a 6.95. 1-1 inside corner. 1-2 now your count on the leadoff batter, Robert Moore. 1-for-3 in the day with a single, a strikeout, and a lineout. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from Messer. Fastball inside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. There's another strikeout in the book for Tyson Messer, but damage is done. Ballers trail now 5-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom six after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Mudcats lead them 5-0. Burke due up bottom six. Ballers trailing 5-0 as Elko lifts the first pitch high and deep center field. Backtracking is Avina just shy of the warning track. Camps under it and makes the grab for out number one. One pitch, one out. Tim Elko flies out for the first out. Benjamin Bailey will step to the bump against a new arm on the mound for Carolina. 5'10", 180-pounder Ronnie, 19 years of age from Botany, Dominican Republic. International free agent signing in 2021 by the Milwaukee Brewers. It is Ariel B. Gonzalez. In the game, he is 0-0 with a 0 ERA, making his first appearance with the Mudcats this year. Bailey, wasting no time either, pops this one up just into shot in the left field, but it falls in the infield, and it will be a base knock. Looks like Robert Moore lost it in the sun. Benjamin Bailey will head to first base. We'll see how the scoring decision is made, but Bailey is at first, and that'll send Jacob Burke to the plate. And will be a base hit for Benjamin Bailey. It cannot be an error considering there was no really effort made. Bailey's at first base. He has a single now, 1-for-3 on the day. Burke has reached base once today. He is reached on a walk. Other than that, a pop out. Searching for his first hit of the day. He's 0-for-1. Gonzalez's first pitch is in there, 0-1 your count. Ariel B. Gonzalez again making his first appearance with the Mudcats this year. Here in 2022, this is his 12th appearance on the season. He made 11 appearances with the blue team for the Brewers in the Arizona Complex League. 0-1 is inside, 1-1 your count. Ariel B. Gonzalez, 11 games, 6 starts in the Complex League. 44 2/3 innings pitched. He's got 47 strikeouts as Burke lines the 1-1 and 2 left center field. That'll drop via base knock. Back-to-back singles for the Ballers. Bailey and now Jacob Burke reaching 2 on and 1 down for Jason Gonzalez. Ariel B. Gonzalez allowing a couple of base knocks here in this bottom of the sixth inning. Ballers trailing 5-0. They need to get some offense going. Jason Gonzalez steps in. 2-1-1 down. He is 1-for-2 today with a single and a strikeout. Gonzalez steps in. Glove over the face for Gonzalez. And now time called. And Alex Hall is going to come chat with Ariel B. Gonzalez. It'll be a little bit of a mound visit. Off the mound, technically. Gonzalez trying to get some direction. He's already allowed 2 base knocks here in the inning. 1 down. This will be the second mound visit of the day for the Carolina Mudcats. Wind blowing in now from left field here on Super Splash Day at Atrium Health Ballpark. Final one of the year. After today, we have 6 home games left. Man, it's going to be really sad having to be here for the final games of the season. Pitches low and inside. 1-0 the count to Jason Gonzalez. It's been an absolutely fantastic year here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Could not have asked for a real better season, other than maybe the fact that the Ballers making the playoffs, but hope is still alive. They have not been eliminated yet as the pitch is fouled off. 1-1 your count now on Jason Gonzalez. They are trailing the Charleston River Dogs by a good number. They trail by 7 games. However, 12 games remain in the season. Ballers are staying alive. 1-1 on the way from Gonzalez to Gonzalez, and it is a breaking ball in there called a strike two. Gonzalez on Gonzalez, crime with a breaking ball. 1-2 count. No relation between Ariel B. and Jason. Jason from Arcadia, California. Ariel B. from Dominican Republic as the 1-2 is low and off the plate. Now even at 2-2. Jordan Sprinkle, shortstop. This is the leadoff batter. Logan Glass awaiting on deck. He's the right fielder. Gonzalez 1-for-2. The single back in the fifth. Gonzalez comes set. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded towards the shortstop. Moore fields it. Underhands to second for one. On to first. And there is an inning ending. A double play. 6-4-3 double play. And that is now 2/3 of the ball game done here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We are in the back third of baseball. After a quick break of the Ballers Baseball Network, Mudcats lead 5-0. The Ballers are out hitting them 7-6, but the runs are what count. It is 5-0. Mudcats on top. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the seventh here at Atriemouth Ballpark. Mudcats and Ballers doing business in the series finale. It is the 24th and a final game between these two sides this year. Luis Castillo steps to the plate. Tyson Messer back out for another inning of action. First pitch is in there on a fastball. 0-1 is your count. Messer, a two-pitch mix guy. That's all he needs, a fastball and a slider. So we're in the top half, the seventh. Mudcats lead 5-0. Messer in his second inning of work. Pitch is just a bit inside. 1-1 is your count now on Luis Castillo. Awaiting on deck is Jay Savina. Jesus Chirinos is in the hole. Castillo at the plate. 1-1, here's the pitch from Messer. This one is lifted in the air to shallow right field. Glass chasing. Will he make the grab? On a slide, he will. Out in right field, Logan Glass with a nice catch. That is the first out of the inning, an F9 for Luis Castillo. One down now for Jay Savina. Castillo now 0-3 with a walk. As Logan Glass with a nice play out in right. Jay Savina, center fielder, steps in. He's 0-2 with a walk back in the fifth inning. Messer comes set. First pitch is on the way. Fastball right down the middle for strike one. Messer dipping the ERA down to a 6.75 with a couple of hyped appearances. Vina on the 0-1 grounds to third. Jason Gonzalez makes the clean play. He'll fire across the diamond in time. 5-3 ground out for the third hole batter in Jace Vina. Two down now. Jesus Chirinos two up. Jesus Chirinos, a multi-hit game. He's 2-for-3 on the day with a single and a double. Strikeout back in the fourth as well. Chirinos, one of the hotter bats in the order as of late for the Mudcats. Messer comes set. Pitch is up and away. 1-0 is your count. Messer from Lillington, North Carolina, just outside of Fayetteville. As the 1-0 is in the dirt, and the catcher in Thornquist can't quite make the clean play. 2-0 now the count on the first baseman, Chirinos. 47 RBI on the year for Jesus. Again, 2-for-3 today, another multi-hit game in his book. Messer's 2-0 is up and in on Chirinos, now 3-0. Ballers have ran into trouble today. Multiple innings when they've gone... Gotten the first two outs of the inning, and then they run into trouble. Happened in the fifth, happened in the sixth, and now here in the seventh. 3-0 count on Chirinos, and the fastball gets by Thornquist. It's a four-pitch walk to Jesus Chirinos. A lot of two-out of base runners causing the Mudcats to take advantage. It'll be one on, two down now for Eduardo Fernandez. Eduardo Fernandez will step in, one on and two down. Eduardo on the day, 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. He does have a walk back in the fourth. He did score a run as well. Pitch is on the way, breaking ball up and in. 1-0 your count on Eduardo Fernandez. Carolina Mudcats out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. Zebulon, North Carolina. Myrtle Beach to close out the year. 2-2, breaking ball up and away. Count runs full. Pelicans will host the Mudcats in the final week of the season. Ballers will host Augusta here at Atriemouth Ballpark, September 6th through the 11th. 3-2, count two down. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball, ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three, Eduardo Fernandez down on strikes for the third time today. Tyson Messer picks up another strikeout. That is his third of the day. Bottom seven after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Kannapolis needs some offense. They trail 5-0 here at Atriemouth Ballpark to the Carolina Mudcats. Harry Elby Gonzalez has delivered the first pitch, bottom seven inning, inside on a fastball to Logan Glass. 1-0 is your count. Glass number one, FA into the book, one down now. Nine-0 man Nick Thornquist, two up. Thornquist, one for two on the day. Had a single back in the third inning, a strikeout in the fifth. Harry Elby Gonzalez inning in the third of action so far. He's done well in his Mudcats debut. Pitch on the way to Thornquist. Cut on a miss for strike. 1-0-1 is your count. It is Jake Palish getting loose down the right field line. Gonzalez on the bump. Comes set. 0-1 pitch. Up and in on Nick Thornquist. 1-1 count on the Billings, Montana native, University of Texas, San Antonio Roadrunner. 1-1 on the way, breaking ball off the plate. 2-1 your count. UTSA out of Conference USA. Very familiar with Conference USA, the Charlotte 49ers in Conference USA. Soon to be in the American Athletic Conference. However, Charlotte still trekking away in Conference USA for the time being. 2-1 inside corner, 2-2 now the count. Nick Thornquist actually playing with UTSA against the Charlotte 49ers last year here just down the road. 2-2 pitch. This one is popped up in foul ground after it is the catcher Hall, but he won't be able to find it, and it lands in the seating bowl. Keep the count at 2-2 on Nick Thornquist. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle awaiting on deck. 2-2 count on the way from Gonzalez. Breaking ball low and off the plate. Count runs full. Great crowd on hand for our final Super Splash Sunday of the year. Full count, one down. Here's the pitch from Ariel B. Gonzalez. This one is lined into right field. After it is Fernandez, but he won't get there in time. It is a fair ball. Nick Thornquist, the multi-hit game. He is on base with a single day. One out, two in the inning so far. One out and a runner on for Jordan Sprinkle. Jordan Sprinkle will step in. Shortstop in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's got a multi-hit game in a couple of days this week. He's one for three today with a single in the fifth, a ground out in the third, and a strikeout in the first. Pitch on the way. Fastball in there called strike one. 0-1 count on a Jordan Sprinkle. Thornquist at first with a good lead. He has got a multi-hit game. Gonzalez comes set. Pitch on the way. This one is unloaded on. High and deep left field. Going back is Castillo. Warning track wall. That ball is out of here. Two-run blast. The bullpen as the Carolina Mudcats almost running into some trouble out there in the bullpen area. Foul ball gets loose in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. 1-1 count on Samil. The final Super Splash inning of 2022 is on the way in the next half inning break. Polanco, the 1-1 count. Ariel B. Gonzalez comes set. 1-1 count, pitch on the way. Swung on, grounded towards second base, making a clean play as Ari Namo fields it cleanly, fires to first in time. 4-3, ground out. Two down now. Troy Klaunch, DH, will step to the plate. Troy Klaunch digs in. He's 1-for-3 on the day with a single back in the first inning. Klaunch with a single in the first, a couple of strikeouts, is average at 429, not too shabby at all. Pitch on the way from Gonzalez. Back up the middle. Weakley. Second baseman Arenamo charges in up the middle. Makes the play. Fires the first in time. 4-3 ground out again to end the seventh inning. Well, time for our final super splash inning of the 2022 season. Heads up out there in the left field berm as the Ballers get on the board. A two-run shot from Jordan Sprinkle. And Kannapolis now trails 5-2. Top eight when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network. Jake Palish, the lefty, will take over on the bump for the Ballers. 6'4", 215-pound lefty. Will deliver the first pitch of the eighth inning to Hedbert Perez. It's on a line foul down the right field line. Moving to an 0-1 count now on Hedbert Perez. Perez, Arenamo, and Haraba do up as Jake Palish will take over on the bump. Free agent signing in 2022 out of Richardson, Texas. Former Texas A&M Aggie is Jake Palish. He and Troik Launch are very similar. As the 0-1 check swing, Perez goes around. 0-2 is your count. Palish and Clonch teammates at Texas A&M with the Aggies, so they will work together very well. 0-2 count, pitch on the way from the lefty. Fastball is up and in. Move to a 1-2 count on Hedbert Perez. Palish pitching back on the Wednesday night matchup and in a clean inning of work with two strikeouts. As Palish comes set, 1-2 pitch in the dirt blocked by the catcher Thornquist. 2-2 is your count. Clonch the DH in today's matchup. It's Palish on the bump. The fifth arm used already by the Ballers today. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted high and foul. Keep it at 2-2. Again, Perez, Arenamo, Haraba do up. Perez on the day. Not too shabby at the plate. He is 0-3, though. With a ground out and a fly out his last time up. A strikeout back in the second against Jonathan Cannon. 2-2. In the dirt again, blocked by Thornquist. Count will now run full. Jake Palish, lefty from Texas A&M. Pitch on the way. This one is popped up high in the air and foul ground. Thornquist catcher after it, but he'll run out of room. Heads up at the seating pole. It actually bounces up, and it lands in sweet four. Nice catch over there. One of our fans in the seating area down in the suites makes a nice grab. 3-2 count. Jacob Palish on the bump. Edward Perez battling against Palish. Time called at the plate by Perez. Palish actually spent just the 1 year at Texas A&M. He went to Stanford for his first couple of years of college. 3-2. Swung and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Palish picks up his first strikeout of the day. Edbert Perez down on strikes with the first out. Yadier Arenamo will now step in. Arenamo, 1-for-2 on the day with a single and a strikeout. Palish spending 4 years at Stanford and coming into Texas A&M in 2022 as a grad student. Pitch on the way from the lefty, a bit low and inside. 1-0 is your count. Palish actually enjoys playing the piano and aspires to be a software developer. Was pursuing his master's at Texas A&M in Management Information Systems. 1-0 is in the dirt, blocked by Thornquist. 2-0 is your count. He's a whole lot smarter than I am, basically, is what I'm trying to say here. Jake Palish, very smart guy out there. 2-0 count, pitch on the way from a Palish in there, called a strike. 1-2-1 is your count. Don Petrieri has just handed me a wonderful little treat here. I'm going to enjoy afterwards. A little cheer wine float. I worked his word into the broadcast today. I bet you'd never know which word I worked into the broadcast today that Don Petrieri told me to sneak in. I'm not going to tell you either. That's a surprise tool. It'll help us later. 2-2 count of the plate on Yader Arenamo. Bronley and Harabo waiting on deck. Top of the eighth inning. Ballers trailing 5-2 to the Carolina Mudcats. Palish is 2-2. Swung on in line, down the line, heads up down there, foul. Keep the count at 2-2. I have to wait to enjoy this treat until after the game. It is a cheerwine float delivered to the press box by our wonderful concessions manager, Don Petrieri. A true gent of the people. Haven't had one of these cheerwine floats all year, and oh my. Nothing like a good cheerwine float. 2-2 count on Arenamo. Top of the eighth inning, ballers trailing 5-2. Palish on the ball, the fifth arm used today. Pitching on the way, swung on and grounded, just foul down the line. Keep the count at 2-2. Arenamo batting .313 on the year. He's had a very hot start to his tenure here with the Carolina Mudcats. Palish comes set, 2-2, in the dirt, blocked again by Thornquist. Thornquist has been busy behind the bump. Full count now with one down in the inning. Harabo waiting patiently on deck. 3-2 on the way from Palish. Swung and missed on a pitch in the dirt. Thornquist blocks. He will field the ball cleanly and fire to first to confirm the strikeout. K-2-3 in the book. Two strikeouts now for Palish on the bump. Two down for Harabo. Jake Palish with two quick strikeouts already of Perez and Arenamo. Haraba's going to step in. He is 1-for-2 on the day with a hit-by-pitch back in the sixth inning. Palish so far so good. He's got four strikeouts already with the ballers here in an inning and two-thirds of work. Pitches in the dirt, blocked again by Thornquist. Count moves 1-0. Now Liam Jenkins has gotten up and he looks like he's going to get loose out in the bullpen for the ballers. 1-0 count. Palish will deliver the 1-0. This one is lifted in the air right field. Backtracking is Logan Glass. Will he get there in time? Warning track. It is off the base of the wall. Headed for second is Harabo. Looks like he will stop there. It's a two-out double for Bronlyn Harabo and the Carolina Mudcats. Now have a runner in scoring position and two down. Nine-hole man Alex Hall due up. Alex Hall digs in. He's got a two-run home run in today's ballgame. Is now Palish and Thornquist going to have a chat. It'll be a mound visit charged. It is the fourth mound visit of the day for the ballers. Runner on second. Two down, Alex Hall at the plate. He does have a two-run shot back in the seventh against Tyson Messer. Pitch on the way from Palish. This is swung on and fouled off. Count moves to an 0-1 offering. Now on Alex Hall. Perth, Australia native. 5'11", 200-pound switch hitter. International free agent signee in 2017. A one count, two down. Palish taking an eye at second. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball inside corner for strike two. Good work out there by Jake Palish, sneaking a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate. Palish played football as well at Dallas Jesuit Prep in high school. Captain of the football team, he was a punter and a quarterback. As he pitches, swung and missed at the plate by Alex Hall in the 0-2. He struck him out. Three punchouts in the inning for Jake Palish. Despite the double, he does get the three strikeouts in the inning. That'll send us to the bottom of the eighth. Quick break on the way. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers still trail 5-2 here in Kannapolis. Tim Elko, Benjamin Bailey, Jacob Burke, two up here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Ariel Mia Gonzalez back out of the bump for another inning of action as Elko cuts on the pitch, lifts it high and foul. 0-1 is your count. On the Ballers first baseman, Mudcats lead 5-2. Bottom eight, the Ballers have a couple outs to play with. They have six in total. They are trailing though by three runs. They need some offense if they want to come back and take the series win. 0-1 up and in on Elko. Heads up over there. 1-1 is your count. Ariel B. Gonzalez losing the handle on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. He has allowed two runs. He's gotten through two innings as well. Pitch is just a bit off the plate away. 2-1 is your count. Looks like the big tall righty, Liam Jenkins, getting loose out there. 6'8" righty. Down the right field line. 2-1 count on Elko. Here's the pitch from Gonzalez. Check swing. Elko doesn't go around. It doesn't matter. Called strike two. 2-2 count. Elko, Bailey, Burke, two up. Elko on the day is 0-3, looking for a base hit on the day to extend his hit streak. 2-2. Low and inside from Gonzalez. 3-2. Even if Elko can't get a base hit here, a walk would help him. He would extend his on-base streak. Gonzalez comes set on the bump. Full count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and tapped. Just foul by the home plate area by Elko. Count runs 3-2. Benjamin Bailey awaiting patiently on deck. 1-3 on the day is Bailey. Elko's 3-2 from Gonzalez. Cut on and fouled off. Alex Hall looks like we wore some of that foul ball. Count will remain full on Elko. Batting 240 on his early stint here with Kannapolis is Elko. He does not have a home run yet, batting at 240. He does have three doubles and an RBI. Nine strikeouts, so is a little much. Elko will take the 3-2 from Gonzalez. This one is unloaded on high and deep right field, but it lands foul. Heads up down there. Count remains 3-2. Ariel B. Gonzalez crouching down out on the bump. Now he'll rise back up, sets the glove to the chest. 3-2. Check swing goes around on it. Called strike three. Tim Elko down on strikes the second time today. First out of the inning is had. Benjamin Bailey will step in. Bailey will step in. He is 1-for-3 on the day and a single back in the sixth inning. As Elko has not reached base today, he's 0-for-4. Bailey steps in, pitch on the way. This one's cut on and fouled off straight back. 0-1 your count. Bailey, 1-for-3, raising the average up to 212. He's been sitting right around that 200 to 215 mark about all year. Gonzalez offers a pitch. This one's lifted high and foul, heads up over there. Count is 0-2 now on Benjamin Bailey. Jacob Burke, the center fielder, awaiting on deck. 0-2 count, one down, bottom eight. Ballers trail 5-2. Pitch on the way from Gonzalez. Cut and a miss for strike three. Two punch outs in a row on the bump for Ariel B. Gonzalez. He's got his second punch out of the day. Jacob Burke, center fielder, will dig in. Jacob Burke will dig in. He has got a multi-on-base day. A walk of the second, a single back in the sixth inning. First pitch is on the way from Gonzalez. It's in there called strike. 1-0-1 is your count. Pitch on the way on the 0-1 from Gonzalez. Burke lifts this one high and deep and foul down the left field line. Count will move 0-2. Oh, 2 count, 2 down. Bottom of the 8th inning. Ariel B. Gonzalez on the bump. Here's the pitch from the righty. Swung on and fouled off. Keep the count at 0-2 on the Miami Hurricane, Jacob Burke. Awaiting on deck is Jason. Top of the order due up at the Carolina Mudcats, top nine. Robert Moore steps in against the big, tall righty, Liam Jenkins. First pitch is lifted high and foul, 0-1 is your count now on the switch-hitting pad of Robert Moore. Liam Jenkins enters the ball game. He is the sixth arm used by Kannapolis today. They've gone through their fair share of arms on the mound. 0-1 count, pitch on the way from Liam. Fastball down the middle for ball one. Jenkins 2-0, 4.26 ERA, 30 strikeouts, opponents batting 218. against the righty of Liam Jenkins. 1-1 is on the way. Swung on, lifted high in the air, left field, trailing towards the corner. Bailey after it, but it will land foul. Count is now 1-2. Robert Moore at the plate today, 1-for-4, a couple of strikeouts. Jenkins pitched back on Tuesday night, 2 innings and 3 strikeouts. Clean outing for Liam Jenkins. Doing well against righties. Lefties batting 270 with 11 walks, 11 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch from Liam. Breaking ball. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says Robert Moore. His infield umpire and Corey Gerber rings up Robert Moore for the strikeout. Liam Jenkins, one batter faced, 1 strikeout. 1 down now for Luis Castillo. Castillo steps in. He has not tallied a hit yet today. He's 0-for-3 with a walk. Liam Jenkins, a solid strikeout there of Robert Moore. Castillo steps in. Jenkins' pitch. This one is lifted high in the air center field. Backtracking is Burke. Camps under it is a catch out made out in center. Fly out for Luis Castillo just like that. Quickly 2 down, and Jay Savina digs in. Jay Savina steps in. He reached on a walk back in the fifth. A strikeout, a fly out, and a ground out. As Jenkins threw 2/3 of an inning, only at 6 pitches. Pitches on the way, just a bit off the plate to Avina. 1-0 is your count. Looks like Yerlin Rodriguez getting loose down the line for Carolina. From San Jose de Oca, Dominican Republic. 1-0 count, Jenkins' pitch. This one's lifted high and foul by Avina. 1-1 your count. Liam Jenkins, former farmhand to the Cleveland Guardians. Big 6'8", 225-pound righty. Mokena, Illinois native. Pitched at the University of Louisville, former Cardinal. Was drafted by the Cleveland Guardians. Ended up in their system and just got released this year. Picked up by the White Sox. Pitches off the plate and away. Moving to a 2-1 count. Jenkins comes set. Here's the pitch. Just a bit off the plate and away. Count is now 3-1. Awaiting on deck is Jesus Chirinos. First baseman in the order for the Carolina Mudcats. Jenkins, 2/3 of an inning with 1 strikeout. Glove at the waist, 3-1 pitch. Fastball up and in, ball 4. 2-out walk for Liam Jenkins, and Jay Savina is on base. Jesus Chirinos will dig in. Jesus Chirinos will step in. He's got a double and a single on today's line. He's reached base 3 times. Single, a double, and a walk. A strikeout as well back in the fourth. Jenkins with the mustache out there on the bump will come set. First pitch on the way to Chirinos. Hard liner into right field. Logan Glass diving. Stop out in right. Logan Glass makes the grab. There's your 3rd out of the top of the 9th inning. Logan Glass laying out for a ball in right field. F9 to the book. That is the 3rd out of the inning. 104-mile-an-hour liner into right, and Logan Glass sprawls out to make the grab. As the ballers trail by 3, they have 3 outs to work with. Bottom of the 9th on the way. New arm on the way for Carolina after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom third of the order due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, they trail by 3 runs. It is the new arm on the way. It is Yerlin Rodriguez. First pitch to Jason Gonzalez is in there on a fastball. 0-1 is your count. It'll be Gonzalez, Logan Glass, Nick Thornquist due up bottom nine. Ballers are out hitting the Mudcats 9-7, but Carolina leads 5-2 thanks to some late offense from Alex Hall. Mainly that 2-run homer in the seventh inning pushing them over the ledge as the 0-2 is now the count. Cut out a miss by Gonzalez. 0-2 count at the plate on the former Vanderbilt Commodore and Jason Gonzalez. 1-for-3 today. Had a single back in the fifth as Rodriguez delivers a pitch. This one's lifted high and foul down the right field line. Heads up down there. Count moves 0-2. We'll keep it there. Yerlin Rodriguez making his first appearance at the Carolina Mudcats on the year. On 2022, he's 4-3 with a 5.47 ERA. Out with the gold team in the Arizona Complex League. 0-2 is inside. 1-2 your count. Rodriguez, international free agent signing in 2019 by the Milwaukee Brewers. 20-year-old, 6'2", 170-pound Roddy from San Jose to Ocala, Dominican Republic. 1-2, breaking ball, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Jason Gonzalez down on strikes the second time today. One down now for Logan Glass. Logan Glass 0-for-3 on the day with a couple of strikeouts and a flyout. This is the final day for the Ballers as the Bull Weevils in 2022. We'll have the Ballers actually in the white and blue tops the rest of the way. Rodriguez gets the first pitch in there, 0-1 your count. Now looks like some clouds starting to roll in here at the ballpark. Not quite sure if there's any rain in the area. Haven't quite checked the forecast. 0-1 on the way, cut on a miss by Logan Glass, 0-2. Glass 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts and a flyout. Rodriguez comes set, 0-2 count. Pitch on the way to Glass. Swung on and missed. It gets out of the backstop, though. Catcher Hall fields it. He'll have to hurry over to first. He makes the play over there. It'll go down as a K2-3 for Logan Glass. 2 down now, and the Ballers down to their final out. Nick Thornquist will step to the plate. Thornquist digs in. First pitch is in there, called strike. 1-0-1 is your count on a Nick Thornquist. Wind now howling right to left. As Thornquist steps in, 2-for-3 day at the plate. Pitch on the way from Rodriguez. Check swing. Thornquist can't hold back. Count now quickly 0-2. Ballers down to their final strike of the day. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, we'll have kids run the bases. Then we will have a quick post-game show here, then we are off to Lynchburg, Virginia for a 6-game set next week. 0-2, staying alive at Thornquist. One's lifted high and foul. 0-2 is your count. Speaking of staying alive, how about the new DJ Khaled and Drake and Lil Baby song, Staying Alive? My goodness, what a song. 0-2 on the way from Rodriguez. Fastball just low and off the plate. 1-2, good eye from Thornquist. Trackman and Ty Crine over here saying, it was close. We'll give him credit, though. Close call by Nobu Yasuta. 1-2 count. Yolan Rodriguez delivers the pitch. It's off the plate even now at 2-2. Good patience by Nick Thornquist. 5'8", 175-pound, 24-year-old from Billings, Montana. Product of UTSA. 2-2 count, 2 down. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball off the plate. Nick Thornquist has worked from an 0-2 count. Now count runs full. Good patience out there by Nick Thornquist. 3-2 count, 2 down. Rodriguez at the bump. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded. Foul by Thornquist. He stays alive. Count remains 3-2. Top of the order, Jordan Sprinkle due up. He had a 2-run homer back in the seventh. The Ballers will return home on Tuesday, September 6th here at Atrium Health Ballpark for Team Penske Night. Going to be quite a fun one here as the 3-2 is outside, ball four. It's a two-out walk issue to Nick Thornquist. Now the ballers with some offense on the base paths. Jordan Sprinkle will step in, one on and two down. Not quite finished yet are the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this ball game. They still trail by three runs. Ballers looking to mount a comeback here late. Jordan Sprinkle already the home run today. He is 2-4-3, a multi-hit game. Pitch on the way is up and in. 1-0 your count. Sprinkle from California, UC Santa Barbara product. Fourth round pick in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. 1-0 pitch. This one's popped up in foul ground. After it is Chirinos, the first baseman. Will he get there? Will he have room? He will make the grab in foul ground. And that is your ball game. Final score as Jordan Sprinkle pops out in foul ground for the final out of today's ball game. The ballers dropped this one 5-2 in a really close matchup. The Carolina Mudcats, it is a series split for the Mudcats and the ballers here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll step aside for just a short moment, and then we'll head into a postgame show live here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Get you all the details on today's game and look ahead into what is next for both sides. Appreciate you tuning in. Stick around for our postgame show. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. Welcome back into the broadcast booth, Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis Cannonballers drop the series finale here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Ballers and the Carolina Mudcats finish it up. Mudcats take this one 5-2. They jump out to a 5-0 lead after six innings. The Ballers come back for two runs, but Ballers do drop this one 5-2. They outhit Carolina 9-7, an error for either side, as Cameron Wagoner picks up the win, 1-0 on the year. Jimenez picks up the loss, he is 0-1. Rodriguez picks up his first save of the season for the Carolina Mudcats. Couple notable performances for both sides before we send you on your way here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Only multi-hit games on the day for Kannapolis are the first batter in the order, Jordan Sprinkle, 2-for-4 with a home run, 2 RBIs on the day, and then a 2-for-3 day for Nick Thornquist at the plate with a walk and a run scored. Other than that, 1-for-4 days for Polanco and Clonch, 1-for-4 day for Benjamin Bailey, as well as Jason Gonzalez, then Jacob Burke, 1-for-3 on the day, 9 hits in total. Ballers do out-hit the Mudcats, but they don't get as many runs. The Kannapolis Cannonballers having to use 6 arms in today's game. Bit of a bullpen day for them, but we like what we saw out of some of these new guys. Jonathan Cannon, mainly 2 innings of shutout baseball, 2 hits and 2 strikeouts. Eric Adler comes in, a very impressive outing. He does strike out the side, 1 inning, 1 hit, and 1 walk, but 3 strikeouts for the former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. Jimenez gets the loss, 2 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Messer, 2 innings, 1 hit, 2 runs, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Palish, clean inning of work, 1 hit and 3 strikeouts. Then Liam Jenkins comes in the ninth, 1 inning, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. A total of 15 punchouts for Ballers pitching. Really impressive work, but Ballers unable to really get anything in the way of offense going as far as runs go. They fall today 5-2 to the Carolina Mudcats. On the other side, the Carolina Mudcats, 1-for-5 day for Robert Moore. A 2-for-4 day with 2 RBIs for Jesus Chirinos. A 1-for-3 day with an RBI for Ari Namo. 2-for-3 day for Bronlin Haraba. And then a big day for Alex Hall. 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs. That home run in the 6th inning off of Tyson Messer. A 1-for-3 day with 2 RBIs and a walk for the Carolina Mudcats, the 9-hole men. They use 4 arms today. Rehabber Max Lazar, 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. 3 innings for Wagoner, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, and 7 punchouts. Really good, impressive day on the bump for the former Eastern Michigan Eagle in Cameron Wagoner. Gonzalez, 3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. He does allow that home run by Jordan Sprinkle here in this ball game. And then Rodriguez comes in and gets the save. 1 inning, 1 walk, and 2 punch outs. Ballers and the Carolina Mudcats have completed their series. That is now 24 games complete between these two sides. It was a good matchup for both sides, but that does conclude this season of action for both the teams in 2022. Ballers will head to Lynchburg, Virginia for a 6-game set with the Lynchburg Hillcats out of the Cleveland Guardians organization. I will not be traveling with the team next weekend, so you'll have to tune in to Jason Prill up in Lynchburg. Wonderful job up there, former Liberty University Flame broadcaster, and Jason Prill up there with the Hillcats will take you the way next week for 6 games. As for the Carolina Mudcats, they'll head home, and Greg Young will have the call for 6 games against the Columbia Fireflies out of the South Division in the Carolina League over at Five County Stadium in Zebulon, North Carolina. Thank you to Greg Young over with the Mudcats as well for providing me all the info this week here at Atrium Health Ballpark with the visiting team, the Carolina Mudcats, out of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. As for the Ballers, they'll be back after the trip to Lynchburg for the final week of the season here, September 6th through the 11th, at home against the Augusta Green Jackets out of the Atlanta Braves organization for the final week of games here at Atrium Health Ballpark in 2022. Just 6 home games remain in the 2022 season. Man, this year has flown by, and we have 6 home games left. It's kind of sad, but happy that the year has happened, and we can look forward to another amazing 6 games of action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Appreciate you tuning in here at the ballpark. If you're not here in Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark, you're on the broadcast, MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm Dan Helody, as always, bringing you all the action here live from Kannapolis as we look forward to September 6th. But until then, we'll keep up with the team in Lynchburg. I'll leave you, as I always do up here, speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers dropped this one 5-2. They still have 12 games left in the season. They do trail a little bit in the division, but all hope is not lost in the season as far as the playoff chances go. We'll see you soon, September 6th. We're back home against the Augusta Green Jackets. Hope to see you then. Until then, have a safe rest of your week. Enjoy the week and enjoy the time. Keep up with the team against the Lynchburg Hillcats. See you soon. Have a blast and catch you real next time. Have a great one, everyone.